From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia discuss defense industry cooperation. Political instability in Myanmar impeding anti-drug cooperation. Now the news in details. Indonesian's Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto met with Prince Khalid bin Salman in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Monday to discuss the potential for defense industry and education cooperation. During their meeting, Subianto and Prince Khalid, who is also Saudi Arabia's deputy defense minister, discussed efforts to enhance military and defense cooperation, as well as global and regional issues related to the interests of the two countries. The meeting was a part of Subianto's working visit agenda in Saudi Arabia, which included attending the International Institute for Strategic Studies Riyadh 2022 and the World Defense Show 2022 events in Riyadh. Next, we have political instability in Myanmar, which is impeding Indonesia's efforts to engage in international cooperation to eradicate drugs from the Golden Triangle region, the National Narcotics Board, or BNN head, has said. Commissioner General Petrus Reinhard Golose said at a press conference in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday, the Golden Triangle refers to a broad area surrounding regions where the borders of Myanmar, Thailand, and Laos meet, and is known as a major producer of various types of drugs in Southeast Asia. The BNN head said the agency has repeatedly foiled attempts to smuggle drugs by syndicates operating out of the Golden Triangle region, and several measures, tightening of monitoring at entry points and engaging in international cooperation, have been taken. All groups should understand the importance of protecting women because their position often puts them at the center of conflict, House of Representatives or DPR Speaker Puan Maharani has said. She noted in a written statement released on Tuesday that starting from household conflict, social conflict, to even war between countries. As a vulnerable group besides children, the protection of women in the conflict should be a priority. Maharani delivered the statement at the commemoration of International Women's Day on Tuesday. She stressed that a nation must fully ensure the rights of women, especially during or after a conflict. A nation's policies must not enlarge the social gap and discrimination faced by women. Now we move to the international news. Japan's Justice Minister said Tuesday the government has accepted into the country 8 people displaced by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, following an earlier announcement by Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to do so as Tokyo ramps up its humanitarian support. Kishida said last Wednesday the government will first allow in people who have fled Ukraine and have relatives or acquaintances in Japan. Kishida told reporters in announcing the policy that Japan will allow in people who have fled Ukraine to third countries as Japan wishes to show their solidarity with the people of Ukraine when the world is at a critical juncture. Next, we have crude oil prices, which jump while Asian stocks regain their footing. Crude oil prices jump while Asian stocks regain their footing on Wednesday as investors assess the impact of a worsening conflict in Ukraine and a new U.S. ban on Russian oil. The price of a barrel of crude already on the march higher in January on supply worries and expectations of a strengthening global economic recovery has rocketed upward since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Oil is now roughly double its early December low. The last news comes from the death toll from week-long floods battering Australia's east coast, who rose to 20 on Tuesday after the bodies of a man and a woman were discovered in flood waters in Sydney. Tens of thousands of Sydney residents have been told to evacuate their homes as severe storms and flash flooding inundated swaths of Australia's largest city Tuesday. Intense rainfall of Australia's Sydney flooded bridges and homes, swept away cars, and even collapsed the roofs of a shopping center and supermarket. Listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Embassy Deals with the Stranded Indonesian Migrant Workers in Cambodia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesian embassy deals with the stranded Indonesian migrant workers in Cambodia. Listeners, the Indonesian embassy in Phnom Penh has handled 43 Indonesian migrant workers who have been stranded in Cambodia since February 26, 2022. Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities, Judah Nugraha, said to Antara in Jakarta on Tuesday that during last month, the Indonesian embassy in Phnom Penh has handled 3 cases of the Indonesian migrant worker working for an online casino or gambling company located in Cambodia. The latest case involved 43 Indonesian citizens or Indonesian migrant workers from the Kingsa complex in Kandal province, where the Indonesian embassy has started handling since February 26, 2022. Judah further said that of the 43 Indonesian migrant workers in the Kingsa complex in Kandal province, 10 of them had returned to Indonesia. Meanwhile, other 33 people are still waiting for the issuance of exit visas from the Cambodian Immigration Office. Besides, Judah further said that to overcome the Indonesian migrant workers, the Indonesian embassy in Phnom Penh has taken several steps, including trying to contact the company. However, the company is not cooperative. Then, the Indonesian embassy also coordinated with the local authorities in Cambodia, including the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Police, Immigration, and other relevant ministries and institutions to rescue the Indonesian migrant workers. Moreover, the Indonesian embassy also facilitated the return of the Indonesian migrant workers back to Indonesia by assisting in obtaining permits with the local authorities and the repatriation process. Considering several similar cases are often repeated continuously, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has coordinated with the relevant ministries or agencies to take preventive action as well as strict law enforcement against recruiters or labor smugglers. That's Diplomatic Corner.
We Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia. We today begin with an event on March 9, 1978 when Jagorawi Toll Road was inaugurated. The Jakarta-Bogor-Ciawi Toll Road or Jagorawi Toll Road is the first toll road in Indonesia which was built in 1973, connecting Jakarta, Bogor, and Ciawi. This toll road is managed by PT Jasa Marga and passes through the East Jakarta City, Depok City, Bogor City, and Bogor Regency. This toll road was built at a cost of 350 million rupiah per kilometer at the rupiah exchange rate at that time. This 50-kilometer long toll road was inaugurated by President Suharto on March 9, 1978. Moving on to an event, the National Music Day. National Music Day is celebrated every March 9. The goal is to raise public appreciation of national music in Indonesia, as well as increase self-confidence and motivation of Indonesian musicians. For that reason, every National Music Day commemoration, Indonesian musicians, both who are still alive and who have died, get awards. The date of National Music Day is taken from the date of birth of the creator of the national anthem, Indonesia Raya, W.R. Supratman, March 9, 1903. National Music Day was inaugurated in 2013 by the 6th President of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, through Presidential Decree No. 10 of 2013. We end today in history with an event on March 9, 2013, Music Bank World Live Tour in Indonesia. Music Bank is the name of a television music program produced by the South Korean television channel KBS. The most popular music program in South Korea was also broadcast live in 72 countries. Music Bank World Live Tour concerts were held in 5 countries. The concert started in Japan, July 13, 2011, continued in France, China, Chile, and ended in Indonesia on March 9, 2013. In Indonesia, the concert was enlivened by music group Super Junior, 2PM, SISTAR, Infinite, Teen Pop, SHINee, BIS, and ERU. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo observed the vehicle export release at Patimban Seaport, Subang on Tuesday. At that time, there was a vehicle export activity to the Philippines using the Trans-Harmony to Panama ship at Patimban Seaport. In his statement, the president admitted to be content with the Patimban Seaport in increasing vehicle exports. As quoted from the Presidential Secretariat webpage, President Joko Widodo said, considering the development in 3 months, the export to Philippines, Brunei, Japan, and Vietnam could increase up to 180,000 cars per year. The seaport has been operating since December 2021, released 24,000 CBU vehicles. The president said the export would keep developing to other countries. The president wanted the Patimban Seaport to export around 15,000 cars per month. The head of state appreciated the total vehicle export at Patimban Seaport. Despite the pandemic, Indonesian industry kept moving and exporting. Joko Widodo hoped the Patimban Seaport could open new jobs and improve Indonesian economic growth. Separately, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said Indonesia has domestic market and good manufacturing capability, so it can attract investors. Budi Karya Sumadi explained, the government also prepared Tanjung Priok Port and Patimban Port as a big hub for export. The government aims in 2027 or on the final stage, the Patimban Seaport has 14 million TEU service capacity for containers. Previously, when observing the export in Patimban Port on Saturday, the Transportation Minister said the Patimban Port was expected to collaborate with Tanjung Priok in serving logistics activities in Indonesia. The Tanjung Priok Seaport serves the western parts of Indonesia to Bekasi, while Patimban serves Bekasi to eastern parts of Java. After being handed over to PT Pelabuhan Patimban International in December 2021, the Patimban Seaport has served exports to Brunei Darussalam, Philippines, Thailand, Singapore, and Japan. Currently, the Patimban Seaport development includes a container terminal with 3.75 TEU capacity, vehicle terminal with 600,000 CBU capacity, and a ro-ro ship terminal.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka. Tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today will invite you to visit Mount Sibayak. Eco-friendly tourism is currently a trend among travelers, and it needs to get support due to a large impact to support the creation of a sustainable environment. Amid the new normal like today, if you want to relieve vertigo, just travel to Indonesia, where it still follows health protocols. Camping. It's an option for those of you who like adventure. Mount Sibayak in North Sumatra with extraordinary charm can be your next tourism destination. Being famous for its steamy sulfur smog and golden sunrises, Mount Sibayak, a volcano in North Sumatra, is an ideal place for trekking. If you like adventure, you can start the journey from two points, namely from the northwest of Brastagi or from the foot of Mount Sibayak. From there, you can explore the panorama of the waterfall. Then, you can take a trip to the exotic forest. Arriving at the top of Mount Sibayak, you can see clouds and sulfur smoke which come out of the volcanic fan. If the weather is sunny, you can also see the view of Mount Sinabung from a distance. Make sure you pack ecotourism essentials which are needed, such as reusable water bottles, tableware, food, drinks, and warm clothes. to avoid getting lost, especially due to sudden changes in the weather, you should use the services of a tour guide. From rich culture, stunning mountain views, to delicious cuisine, North Sumatra has them all and deserve to be named as one of the ideal ecotourism destinations. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Siksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Bertanya Nomor Rukun Tetangga atau RT, which means asking the number of neighborhood unit or RT. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. They are the same age. Boris wants to know the number of his neighborhood unit or RT.
Berapa nomor RT kita?
04.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa, berapa, which means how many. Nomor, nomor, which means number. RT kita, which means our neighborhood unit. Berapa nomor RT kita? Berapa nomor RT kita? Which means, what is our neighborhood unit number? In the dialogue, you listen to a question, berapa nomor RT kita? Berapa nomor RT kita? Which means, what is our neighborhood unit number? In Indonesian language, the question word berapa, berapa, which means how many, is used to ask the number. The question word berapa, berapa, which means how many, can be also placed in the end of a question. For example, nomor RT kita berapa? Nomor RT kita berapa? Which means, what is our neighborhood unit number? Here are the other examples of asking number. Berapa nomor RT kita? Berapa nomor RT kita? Which means, what is our neighborhood unit number? 04, which means 04. Nomor RT kita berapa? Nomor RT kita berapa? Which means, what is our neighborhood unit number? 04, which means 04. Neighborhood unit or RT is marked with number. For example, RT01, RT02, and RT03. In every sub-district or village, usually RT starts with number 01. RT number is often written in a house address. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa nomor RT kita?
04.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Semua hanya
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from South Sumatra entitled Cukma Ilang. The song Cukma Ilang, or better known as Cukma Ilang, has lyrics in the form of pantun or rhyming poetry. The lyrics describe the love story of young people. It is mentioned that there is a village girl and a boy from Palembang City who love each other. Because of its cheerful rhythm, the song Cukma Ilang is often sung in many activities. Well, listener, here is the song Cukma Ilang by Vienna Fridiana.
Cukma Ilang, Mak ilang jaga batu, di mano koceng belang, di situ rumah aku.
Coba ilang, jaga batu, di mano koceng belang, di situ rumah aku.
Kapal api masuk Palembang, banyunya tenang.
Oh,
Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sama-sama. Oi, Bece, nak makan pempek dah? Ojek, siko-siko bae makan pempek.
Hai, kayak nian kok Ojek.
Pempek lenjar, oi pempek lenjar. Sapo nyingo pasti langiler. Pempek lenjar, oi pempek lenjar. Makan siko pacak kelenger. Mang Cek Bicek, jangan lalu po. Ngawak balik, oleh-olehnyo. Pempek lenjer, samo cukonyo. Kita makan bersamo-samo. Pempek lenjer, samo cukonyo. Kita makan bersamo-samo.
Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.